This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate began hearing final arguments on Saturday in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, as top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said he would vote to acquit the former president of inciting the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision means Trump is all but certain to be acquitted by the Senate of the charge of inciting an insurrection by his supporters. Before moving to final arguments, the proceedings were interrupted for a few hours after House prosecutors, in a surprise move, said they wanted to call witnesses at the trial. House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin said he wanted to call a Republican lawmaker as a witness, but eventually agreed with Trump's defense lawyers just to have her testimony entered into evidence. The Senate voted 55-45 to allow witnesses, but senators, House prosecutors, and defense lawyers then hammered out an agreement allowing the trial to proceed to closing arguments. A vote on whether to acquit or convict the 74-year-old former Republican president is expected later Saturday afternoon. The United States has deep concerns about China's response to the COVID-19 crisis and wants Beijing to make available its data from the earliest days of the outbreak, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is saying. The statement came days after a World Health Organization team of inquiry returned from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the pandemic, with no clear finding on the origin of the virus. Members had to walk a diplomatic tightrope during their stay, with the U.S. urging a robust probe and China warning against politicizing the issue. Despite failing to find the virus origins after a year after the pandemic began, the team of foreign experts did agree it likely jumped from bats to an unknown animal species before transmitting to humans. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta on Saturday suspended laws constraining security forces from detaining suspects or searching private property without court approval and ordered the arrest of well-known backers of mass protests against this month's coup. A series of announcements came on the eighth day of countrywide demonstrations against the February 1st takeover and detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, which halted an unsteady transition to democracy that began in 2011. The announcement bore echoes of the near half century of military rule before reforms began, when the Southeast Asian country was one of the world's most repressive and isolated states. The military justified seizing power with claims of widespread voter fraud in November's election, which Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Washington this week imposed targeted sanctions against top military brass, but traditional allies of the country's armed forces, including Russia and China, have slammed the international outcry against the coup as interference in Myanmar's internal affairs. The head of the EU's disease control agency warns that the novel coronavirus could last indefinitely, even as global infections slowed by nearly half in the last month and vaccine rollouts gathered pace in many parts of the world. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi is sworn in as Italy's new prime minister, charged with guiding his country through the devastation wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. dating app Bumble, where women make the first move, wins Wall Street's heart as it goes public, with markets valuing the company at $13 billion. The remains of French and Russian soldiers who died during Napoleon's catastrophic retreat from Moscow in 1812 will be laid to rest in a rare moment of unity between the two countries. Myanmar's stateless, conflict-scarred Rohingya community are on edge with the return of military rule, fearing further violence in a restive part of the country where others have shown support for the new regime. Asylum seekers forced to remain in Mexico while their cases are being resolved in the United States will begin to be admitted into the U.S. as of next week, President Joe Biden's administration announces. And for more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.